when you need to know. WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
I still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Somewhere near the end of June, in 1971, a disc jockey on New York's WNEW-FM and WPLJ-FM spun this song. It was written a month earlier by our guest now joining us, I'm sorry to say it, Don, but I have to, the legendary singer-songwriter Don McLean joining us. Good morning.
You can say that all you want.
All right. It is so great to have you with us. And a really great piece of news that you are set to release yet another album.
Yes, I am. Botanical Gardens.
So we were talking earlier in the segment here this morning, and I said it is so inspiring to me, entering middle age, to know that people that have a love and a passion for what they do never seem to run out of ideas and inspirations. And so for you, some 40 years after American Pie, to have another brand new album, I have to ask you a little bit about what's some of the inspiration behind some of the cuts there, Don?
Well, I think that as you get older, and I'm kind of old at this point, time becomes serious. And I used to remember seeing Pete Seeger when he was in his 50s racing around doing all these things. And I was very casual. I was a young guy. I had all the time in the world, you know. And now I'm older, and I'm, you know, busier and more intense. Time matters. And you look back about on your life and think about, you know, how you can organize yourself going forward so that you are the happiest. And in my case, talking about love and romance and these beautiful feelings that I had when I was young and everything was open. There's a song on this record called Last Night When We Were Young. I did not write this song. It's the 13th song on the record. And life was so new, so real, so right, ages ago last night. You think about that. When life was new, when you were a teenager, life, everything we think about, when we think about Elvis and we think about all these things, that's when life was new and it was real and it was right. It made sense. And as you get older, you have to keep that somehow going because it's old and it's wrong and it doesn't make any sense at all. And and so you've got to somehow keep that those original ideas going.
Well, and I've heard somewhere that you kind of suggest that you still try to feel young inside no matter what. You keep those types of feelings alive. That's not really easy to do in an ever-increasingly kind of messed-up world from the outside view.
Well, also you have age discrimination. People, like, are waiting for me to forget lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, are waiting for something to happen. And so you have that going on. And there was this little nudge, you know, that, you know, you've had your time. And so rather than get out there and try to be young, you know, like Mick Jagger does so well, you know, and he comes out and sings these songs and looks great and has so much energy. I try to talk about what it felt like, you know, to really be there. And so it's, you know, what artists do. We all do different things for people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's hopefully something people will enjoy.
Well, I can't imagine there's not a soul listening here that isn't excited about the new album release. And it's coming out here in the U.S. This Friday, is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
So you can look for it, I'm assuming now, in all the new places. You can't just go to the record store anymore. But
no.
iTunes and Amazon and all those places.
You're in Madison, right?
Just outside Madison.
I like Madison. That's a great place. I've been there a few times.
Yeah,
I like it.
We like it, except it's a little cold this time of year. But you know,
it's a really nice place, young college place.
And of course, we're maybe a little more attuned to your most well-known hit because of its proximity to where the music died, so to speak, from American Pie. I have to ask you a little bit about that song, Don.
Sure.
First of all, it's a long song, and I'm not necessarily sure that you knew when you recorded it that it was going to have the staying power that it has.
No.
What was kind of behind it as you were putting that song together?
Well, I tried to write a long song about the United States, about America. I wanted a song that would close my show. That I was thinking in terms of my performance on stage, and that's turned out to be pretty much what it is. And that sort of all roads lead to Rome, you know, like any part of the American songbook that I would sing would, or any of the ideas that I would express, or any of the songs about issues or whatever, would all come back to American Pie.
Mm-hmm.
So that was how that happened. And then, but trying to figure out how to do it was, not easy. And then I realized that when I started thinking about politics and music running parallel forward, that's what made me, gave me a way to get a hold of this idea.
Well, it's still a song that fascinates me to this day. And as you say, there's just a ton inside those 8.5 minutes. So from there to the brand new album, what's your favorite cut on the brand new album?
Oh, I have a lot, but I like Ain't She a Honey quite a bit. And I also like Total Eclipse of the Sun.
All right. So folks can take a look for those starting Friday. And we're excited, Don. We wish you much success with the brand new album, Botanical Gardens, available at your favorite record or retailer of music these days. Don McLean, out in the atmosphere, exactly. It's been an absolute honor to speak with you, Don.
Thanks very much.
All right, take care. Much success.
There
you go. Don McLean. The album
cool.
Again. Official, isn't he?
Just exudes cool.
Yes. Botanical Gardens, released in the United States on March 23rd. Look for it. Be something I'm sure that you'll want to add to your collection. We'll take a break, and we will be back. We'll talk career fair next on your talk show on WCLO.
Day that I die. This will be the day that I die.